Two new original pieces of art now hang in the Indiana State House to commemorate the centennial of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith talks with one of the artists about her work, celebrating women's suffrage in the Hoosier State.
One piece is a life-size painting depicting women casting their vote for the first time. It's by Shelby Noer from Decatur and hangs in the Lieutenant Governor's office. The other is a nearly 8-foot-tall quilt by Indianapolis artist Cassie Woodworth.
The connecting thread was always quilting as the craft because it's been passed down for generations and generations.
It shows the words of the 19th Amendment and significant dates in the movement's history. It also depicts some of the Hoosier women involved in women's suffrage, including, Woodworth says, black women.
It is important to note that they did not really get equal freedoms to vote until the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So their fight continued even after the 1920 Amendment.
Both Woodworth and Noer graduated from the Heron School of Art and Design in Indianapolis. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.